Hey guys, my name is Uzioma. Welcome to my podcast. I hope you're having a good Friday where you are. I'm having a good one. It was very sunny this morning, like very, very sunny. I thought it was weird. It was cold, but it was sunny, and I liked it. And then a few minutes after, it started to rain. Unstable weather. But anyways, I hope you're doing great wherever it is you are. Today, I want to talk about something very quick and short, and it's on romanticizing my life. Tips on romanticizing my life, or how I have been able to romanticize my life. I realized that I've been enjoying my life so much more than I used to in the last, well, if you think about it, it's been a gradual change. Like when I was working in Lagos, obviously there was a major shift. Something happened to me. I talk about it all the time. I had an accident on my way back from work that made me realize, oh, these are people there. God, I'm not doing it again. Like that was a major shift. But then when I moved to Rwanda for study in 2019, and I was there for 2 years, that also changed my life. But then also moving to this country where I am currently for another study again is really changed my life. So it's been a gradual process to up until the point where I'm at now. When I googled the meaning of romanticize, I wasn't very comfortable with the definition, so I'm just going to provide context. Cambridge Dictionary says to romanticize means to talk about something in a way that makes it sound better than it really is, or to believe something is better than it really is. And I'm like, that's not really what I'm trying to do here. So just for some context, I'm talking about romanticizing my life in terms of like enjoying my life and not just existing. Because I think there's a way you can just wake up in the morning, do your work, and just exist and just exist and just move through the motions of life, and before you know it, you're 80, right? So two reasons why I'm talking about this. One, because life is short. We are all going to die. And somebody said to me recently that, Uzioma, you talk about death a lot. And I'm like, I didn't realize. But I'm very glad, because that means that I'm very conscious of the fact that my time on this earth is finite. And I think everyone should be very conscious of that fact. A few days ago, I was going through my gallery and I saw a friend of mine. Ugh, God rest his soul. And I wanted to move through the pictures very, very, very quickly. But I just dwelt, you know, for a bit. Just dwelt in those pictures for a bit, and it was just like a really bad dream. Like somebody should just wake me up and say, hey, we were just pranking you. He just went and was hiding in the Maldives, or he just was hiding somewhere. Here he is, hug me again, let me hear your smile again, let me hear the sound of your very boisterous laughter again. And I deviated. But anyways, life is short, and I realized that a lot of times we just exist. We don't live truly. We don't enjoy it truly, because I mean, we just feel like tomorrow is going to always be here. So I'm going to wear that dress tomorrow. I'm going to keep my Christmas clothes for another Christmas, even though we don't know where we're going to be by another Christmas. Oh well, I'm going to wear that shoe next year. I'm going to eat this food next tomorrow. I'm keeping this for that. And we just keep postponing our happiness. And I think it's very important for us, everybody, to always realize, you know, the Bible says to teach me, Lord, to number my days so that I may apply my heart to wisdom. And I'm very glad that my friend told me that I talk about death a lot, because obviously I'm not talking about it in terms of in a very depressive way or something. No, it's just I was just happy for the fact that I'm very conscious about it. Second reason why I feel like this is very important, because I realized that life is all about seasons. And I tweeted about this nights ago. I tend to tweet at night because that's when I'm like, anyways. So I said that, you know, I realized that every height that you attain in life has a higher. Rema, hey. Every high that you attain has a higher level to it. So if you say that I want to, I don't know, what's the peak of your career? Become the director general of, I don't know, the World Bank? Is there anything like that? Or you want to become the partner at your company? When you get there, you realize, oh, there's an even higher level. And so what happens a lot in life is that, well, if we're not careful, we keep waiting to say, oh gosh, if only I could just get an admission into this school, my life would be so much happier and better. Oh Lord, if I could only just get married, my life would be so much better. Oh my goodness, if only I can leave this country where I can just jump off, my problems would be solved. And sometimes these things do solve certain problems for us, but they don't exactly change the state of our happiness, quote and unquote. And you know, there was a mission trip that I went on in 2019, and I went there and I saw people that, you know, I don't know, I think we went there to minister to them, but I was ministered to, because I saw people in the simplest, you know, ways of life, not having a lot, not having much, and the happiness and joy that radiated from their hearts, even me at that time, was not, I didn't have it, because obviously there were some things I was dealing with. But then I looked at it and I was like, there's no way, like, these people are definitely dealing with so much, like, even from, like, the way that they're living, you can see that there are certain lacks and things that they need in their community, but they were so happy and joyful, and it really just, you know, made me think about how that, you know, happiness is not a function of the season of your life per se, as much as it is a function of your inside, do you understand? And your internal resolution to just be happy and joyful regardless of what will happen. And I've also come to terms with the fact that life is a full cycle of joy and pain. And that's why you would see that, you know, your friend is celebrating, they've got a new job, and another friend is celebrating the loss of a parent. And it's like joy and peace coexist. You can't separate pain from life as much as you can't separate joy from life. Do you understand? And so the most important thing for me, I have come to realize, is to set my heart and resolve in my heart to be content and joyful no matter what happens. And it is quite a journey. It's been quite a journey for me, but so far it's been good. And I really, really hope to God that, you know, it gets even better. Yeah, so let me just go on to talk about a few things that have changed in recent times. When I talk about in recent times, I talk about in the last 6-5 months since I moved countries again temporarily, or I don't know, God knows. I just want to talk about those things, you know, that have helped, just major minor little changes that have really helped, you know, to romanticize my life. And so the first thing is having slow mornings. So like, I'm usually a very quiet person in the morning when I wake. Like, I don't like when I wake up and I don't know, somebody screaming into my ear or trying to have a conversation with me. No, I've not woken up. I take time to boot, do you understand? And so because of that, a lot of times when I have like a fast morning, you know, I just jump out of my bed, take my bath and go to school, I don't enjoy it. So one of the things that I've started to consciously do is to try and have a slow morning that involves me, you know, having my devotion, you know, actually taking time to go through my devotion. So my Bible plan or devotion I do is usually, it's a bit lengthy, so it will take me about, I don't know, maybe about 30 minutes if I'm not rushing through, to properly understand, to properly, you know, pray through the pauses, to meditate, to do what. And then when I add my prayer time and blah blah blah, before I'm done, I'm taking like 2 hours to just start my day. And that may look like, are you not wasting time? Are you not going to go to school? Are you not going to do that? But it has really helped me, because now I step out of my house more confident, you know, more happy, just because I've settled, you know, my heart in God. And I also take time to plan, just to think through, what am I going to do today, you know, do stretches. Just small, just slowness in the morning really helps me to not feel like rushed, and really helps me to have a better or a more quality day. And the second thing is drama in the bathroom. So I have a housemate that he has this very big stereo, like literally very loud stereo, and every time he's going into the bathroom, every single time he is in the bathroom, I don't know what it is, he always goes in with that stereo. And it's always funny, because every time that I'm passing through the bathroom and I hear stereo, I just smell. Like, initially it used to be like, this is weird, but now I just smell because he goes to be the stereo and he sings along. I just find it really funny and cute. So for me, one of those type of bathroom rituals that I've started doing is, I like to worship. I don't like to scream out loud or sing out loud, but I like to worship and, you know, just, you know, sing in different parts in the bathroom. And of course, like, I don't like to spend a lot of time in the bathroom on a normal day, so that's not like, it doesn't mean that I'll now finish taking my bath and that's what I'll be doing, but just through the process, just singing, you know, just worshiping through the process really helps. As I'm bathing, just really helps me to have, you know, I don't know, it just makes me enjoy the whole bathing process much more. And then also this one was, I don't know if I would say it was like a personal instruction that I received in my spirit, or I don't know, but I started to speak over myself when I moisturize. So when you come out of the bathroom and you're rubbing cream or whatever, Vaseline, whatever, I speak healing words over my body. I have like affirmation words, but also verses that in my spirit that I just like, as I rub over, I declare healing over my body wherever I'm feeling like unease or pain, or I feel like I need healing. But also, like, you know, rubbing my face and declaring, or my head, and saying I have a sound mind, my body is whole, my bones function well. And it's just a small thing, but it just makes me feel, you know, it just makes me feel special. Do you get what I mean? Like, yeah. And it also helps me to feel better about, you know, whatever insecurities you may have about your body. Yeah, so that's number three. Number four is this one. I haven't fully gotten the hang of it, but I'm trying. When I remember to do it, I do it. And that is eating without like doing anything else. From my childhood, I'm always eating and reading, eating and doing something. Eating. I think it was the time my dad had to ban us from eating and reading. There was some time my dad had to reinstate like table manners. One of it is no begging if your food is not enough. Some people, I will not talk about who, some people in my house used to, you know, it's not beg. Some people like food, some people don't, you know. It's just ensuring there's proper, even distribution, nobody's wasting anything. And that was all this my dad had to ban. We found a way around the shabo. Yeah, that, and then my dad also had to ban us from, I think, talking, and then I think he had to ban us from reading and eating, because it became a habit, like, food time, I'll not bring out something I'll be reading, just, you know, to munch through. And now, growing into an adult, obviously, my dad is not here again to tell me don't read, so obviously, every time, like, whenever I cook, I don't eat in the kitchen or in the dining, I always take it to my table, like, to up to my room where I'm working, because I'm almost always working. You know, as I eat, or almost always talking on the phone, or almost always doing something. So what I started to do is to eliminate that process and eat downstairs, eat after eating, save myself and eat my food downstairs without doing anything else. And initially it's weird because I'm not pressing for what am I supposed to be doing, but it just helps me to do, I don't know, some mindful eating and to actually taste what's broccoli like. I just finished it. What did it taste like? You don't know. So yeah, that's tip number what, four? Tip number five, dancing. Okay, so I really like to dance. Some people think I'm not very coordinated, to be very honest. I think that sometimes I go off beats, but I really, really love to dance. And dancing is something I used to do when I was in uni, like a lot. Like, I would put on music and dance for like an hour when I was in uni. I'll come back from school and lock my room because I used to live with my uncle's house and my cousins. I would just like dance, you know, in but just something nice that makes me look nice, and I would dance and dance like 1 hour or 2 hours, literally. You, I'm not even kidding you. But then as I grew up, I'm like, how can I just stand and be dancing for 1 hour? Please. 30 plus is even sitting inside the body. Who has time to sit down and be dancing for that long? So yeah, that's something I'm trying to recuperate back. I'm not like there yet, but I'm trying, you know, like, you know, if I'm just overwhelmed with work or anything, I just dance. But now I'm even trying to get to a point where I don't have to wait till I'm overwhelmed. I just have it as part of my routine to actually just dance for like 15 minutes, you know. And some of my favorite guys are Ayefele. I love Ayefele. I love Flavor. I love Laolu Benjo. Yeah, I think that's his name. So yeah, those are like my praise jams. Yeah, so those are some of the tips. Oh, another thing that I've started to do is to travel around. Ugh, yeah, like, it's been crazy for the past, I don't know, since I came to the UK. It's like somebody's pursuing me, but I'm just making it the point of duty to ensure that I go somewhere new every month. And it's been fun, to be honest. Like, sometimes it's just a day trip, sometimes I take the opportunity to visit somebody that I know in that city, but I am just taking it very personal, like, and I've been loving it. Sometimes I take like the bus because I like to think about my life a lot. So I like the quiet, you know, in the bus, and just quiet, especially if it's like a long journey, 4 hours. Love it. I love road trips. So I just sit down there and think and eat whatever it is that I'm doing, and then I use the opportunity to visit a new city, see, take pictures and come right back. So yeah, that's another thing I've been doing. Another thing I've been doing is managing my time properly. So I think that it beats to enjoying your life. Someone commented on my WhatsApp status some time ago and said something like, is this your PhD or something? It makes it look like it's easy or something like that. And I'm like, you don't have an idea of how much I discipline myself during the day so that I can go on my trips during the weekend. Like, you don't have a clue of how I put off my phone, of how many Pomodoro techniques that I do. And so that's one thing that has been helping me to enjoy my life as well, actually ensuring that when it's time to work, I actually stay working. So this includes me putting my phone on airplane mode, my auntie has complained, tire or trying to reach me and my phone is off, or just like putting like a timer on so that when the timer is, if it doesn't go off, I am not doing anything else except that piece of work that I'm working on. So yeah, I think that's really helped me, because sometimes I feel very overwhelmed, and I feel like that being overwhelmed is because I have things that I have not done. So if I have a proper time management plan in place that helps me to do the things that I ought to do, when it's time to enjoy my life, I don't feel guilty about it. Oh yeah, so these tips. Oh, another tip is me connecting with my family and friends. So spending time, ensuring that every day I get to talk with my family. By God's grace, I talk to my mom like every other day, and then my family, my father, my sisters, my friends as well. Just trying to keep in touch and enjoy when it's time to talk to them. It's not time to be pressing laptop or Zoom. It's time to sit down and enjoy the conversation. So yeah, those are a few things I've been doing to romanticize my life. And I just want to end this podcast with this scripture. I think like a lot of times as Christians, if you're Christian, people see life as a very serious thing. And yes, life is serious. But they don't like take time to smell the flowers. They don't take time to pause. They don't take time to think. To live life. Do you understand? So it's all about work, ministry, work, ministry, work, ministry, church, ministry. And it's good, right? God wants us to be very centered about ministry, but God also wants us to take pleasure in life. I read from Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verses 7 to 10. I'm reading from the Message translation. It says, "Seize life. Eat bread with gusto, drink wine with a robust heart. Oh yes, God takes pleasure in your pleasure. Dress festively every morning. Don't skip on colors and scarves. Relish life with the spouse you love each and every day of your precarious life. Each day is God's gift. It's all you get in exchange for the hard work of staying alive." Yeah, it's actually hard work to stay alive. "Make the most of each one. Whatever turns up, grab it and do it, and do it heartily. This is your last and only chance at it. For there's neither work to do nor thoughts to think in the company of the dead, where you are most certainly headed." Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. Did you hear that? The young man said, well, I don't know if Solomon was a young man, but when he died, well, I think it was old. I don't know. The man said, we're all going to die. So there is no work to do there. There's no thoughts to think there. There's no trips to make there. You can't be traveling in the grave. You cannot be eating, dressing festively in the grave. You cannot be doing all these things in the grave. And we are all most certainly headed there. So the most important thing is, of course, live a purposeful life. But as you live your purposeful life, please enjoy your life. Like, enjoy your life. Incorporate small things that make you very, you know, enjoy your life. Like I said, I was in therapy some weeks ago. And no, I'm not dying. I wasn't depressed. Therapy is good. When you go through a huge change or transition, it's very important for you to take care of your mental health. So yeah, I just felt like nobody should think that I was dying. No, I wasn't dying. It was just something that I wanted to do, and I'm glad I did it. Anyways, and one of the things that I was told to do was to do something that I loved to do every day. And I'm like, I love to create stuff. Sometimes it's podcasts, sometimes it's me writing, sometimes it's TikTok videos. It makes me so ridiculously happy. Like, you'll be wondering why this girl is really happy, but creating stuff makes me happy. Sometimes it's cooking. So, I mean, that's me every day since we had that conversation. I've tried my best to create stuff. Sometimes it's just me taking a random picture of my field, my house is overlooking, or my laptop. So sometimes it's me creating a short TikTok video. I'm sure my WhatsApp people are tired of me, but sometimes it's me creating stuff, just doing things, and it just makes me so happy. So please, I want to say, I have said all of this to say that life is short, number one. Number two, life is full of seasons, and to every high there's a higher level. So we cannot wait, like night bird, rest our soul. We cannot wait till everything is okay for us to be happy. We cannot wait, because we don't know if everything is ever going to be okay. Like I said, life is quite inseparable from pain, and I'm not talking about just your pain. As we're speaking now, there's invasion going on in Ukraine, and I prayed about it this morning, and it's on my heart. I've been praying about it through the day. God have mercy, because these are lives, human beings actually at stake, like me and you. Students that have gone there to study, fathers, mothers, children, the confusion, the fear, it's just crazy to imagine. And that's how life can change in one minute. Somebody can come and say, now, because we have many enemies in Nigeria, someone can come and say now that, you know, we are owing one country one money. These are things that happen in like seconds, and we don't even have the machinery. God should just help us. God should just help us. Let us not offend anybody. Let nobody just cross our path. So life can change in a split second. Nobody knows. And that's why I'm trying to encourage you. Please enjoy your life. Romanticize your life. And I'm not saying it because, oh, my life is terrible and I'm trying to make you feel better. No, life is such a precious gift. It is so precious. Like, it is not automatic for you to be able to wake up, sleep and wake up. No, it's not like a switch. It's a gift. You wake up, open your eyes and like, oh, thank you, Lord, that I've had a good sleep and now it's a good day. And you have to go out there, and as much as you want to work in purpose, as much as you want to live, like, please enjoy it. Enjoy it. Eat slowly. Taste your vegetables. What do they smell like? What do they taste like? Actually taste the food. Enjoy conversations. Put that phone down for a minute and enjoy that time with your loved ones. And, you know, wear festive clothes. Like, stop waiting for things. You wear a dress to school, like, sometimes you will just see, like, I'll just wear, what's going on here, colors everywhere, because I love it. I love to enjoy my life. I love to be festive. I love to just be extravagant with life. Yeah, because, like you said, King Solomon said, not me. In the grave where we're all going to, there's none of these things. All right, so cheers. I hope that you have a wonderful, splendid weekend. I'm going to have such a swell. Did I say today is Friday before? Oh, today is Thursday. I don't know what's going on in my mind, but oops, over 20 minutes. All right, guys. I thought this was going to be quick and short, but I thought you've enjoyed it. I hope that this has encouraged. See, if you don't have any way that you enjoy your life at the moment, if you're just moving through the motions, corner, can you please pause after this? In fact, you can pause this video, this audio now, and sit and write how to enjoy my life 101. What are the things you enjoy doing? How do you incorporate that into your life? How do you incorporate that into your day? How do you incorporate that into your year? How do you incorporate that into your week and into your month? What are the things that makes you happy? How do you incorporate it? And these things are not expensive. In as much as, you know, Maldives is calling my name, if I don't have the money for Maldives, I can be going from corner to corner around where I'm staying until I have the money for Maldives. You get what I mean? All right. Take care of yourself, and I wish you guys all the best. Cheers. Bye-bye.